This situation at the southern border is a humanitarian crisis. The trafficking of human beings is a crisis. Using human beings as chattel, that is a crisis. Putting people into indentured servitude and slavery, that is a crisis. And who has lied about this repeatedly to the Senate, to the House, is Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And who voted for it? Every Democrat on that side of the aisle that refused to let this trial come forward, each and every one. You are responsible for this not coming to light. It is a dereliction of your constitutional duty and a responsibility. Yes, it is a responsibility that we as members have to make certain that the American people know what happened today.
But they don't want the American people to know. This is the reason why they don't want to take it up. They want to just table it, act like it never even happened, disregard the Constitution. Because if they take it up, then the American people will know the truth. And they don't want that. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Who do we have?
We have Sheila from Washington.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
You needed me.
I can hear you.
Yeah. I went and saw the Civil War movie, and it almost just like what's going on right now. And, you know, with this, you know, if we don't have somebody come in to, you know, something to be done, it's going to be like that. Basically, they end up killing the president at the end. But, the things that are going on, it's just, I mean, I tell people, if you don't want to see it, it's gory. It's very gory. But it's
tell me, where was this at? Where was this at? You were seeing it?
It's in the movie Civil War. It's that new movie that's out right now in theaters.
Oh, really? I have not even heard about this. Where have I
been?
It's
pretty gory. Like,
it's pretty gory?
Very good. One of the incidents, she had a memory of back when she went to, of her, you know, reporting, and she visioned a black guy or a guy. He had his hands behind his back, and they put a tire around him and put doused him with gasoline and lit him on fire. And they also had an incident where one of the reporters, they were joking before, and then they came upon where some soldiers were burying some people, and they asked them where they're from, and one of the guys was reluctantly said from China, and they shot him right on the spot. It's very gruesome.
Wow, yeah. Actually, I just looked up the movie because you're right, we hadn't heard about this. Out of 2,500 ratings, it only has a 2.7.
Really?
So, yeah.
Huh.
Is it close to what you think is happening now? It sounds kind of like that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Maybe that's why people don't like it.
You know,
could it be like, you know, because remember that they just released a movie not too long ago, Leave the World Behind, and then all of a sudden we're starting to see these shipwrecks, and we're starting to see communication being broke down. We're starting to see different events take place, and then they're bringing this out. Is it almost, would you say that they're creating these movies and just telling the world what we're doing right in front of our faces through these movies?
Possibly, because like I said, the only downer is in the movie is the plot behind the movie, because basically it's following I see you guys saying spoiler alert. It follows the life of a reporter during the war, and that's what it is basically. But there's something about, they mention the California and Texas forces, and that's the thing that people don't understand about the movie, that they don't bring that out during the movie. There's the Western forces, California, Texas forces, the Florida forces, and like I said, it's all you just got to kind of research it before you go, or to or afterwards, to understand what the plot's happening. But I can see it happening, and that's what it could happen to be, because you know, with everything going on, it's just like, I can see it happening. And that's what I've been telling people. I said, yeah, it seems like it predicts what's going to happen.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out. Some of the people in the comments saying, spoiler alert,
because yeah, you're talking it about it.
I mean, but you know what? All they have to do is turn on the news and see what's happening right now. And if it has anything to do with it, I think people will still watch it. Just to see if it has any, you know, to see how it's connected. And it's interesting that you bring that up, too, because I was watching a video with Tucker Carlson, and he was talking to this gentleman from the state of Texas, and he was talking about how they're trying to create a coalition of 10 states right now to fight against what the federal government has been doing. And they're saying because the federal government, they're not preventing the terrorists from coming into the country, so it's going to take the state to have to stand up against the federal government and even possibly arrest federal agents that step inside of these states and try to stop them from allowing the illegals coming into the country. We're like on the verge of civil war all over again, and it's going to be completely different warfare. So,
and that's why I've always been saying, you know, I think they should, you know, like towards the end, you know, about the president, you know, they should be arrested. I think personally they should arrest him, but I mean, it's because he has his elite protecting him, that might not happen. But I've always wondered if there was a law to, you know, overthrow him because he's committed treason. And like Jamal sometimes talks about, he says, why aren't these, you know, Republicans sue the Democrats for everything that is done against the Constitution? Because that's basically what they're doing. They're not following the law, and these Republicans, you know, they're back and they don't
they're weak,
fight against them.
Yeah, they're completely weak.
They're weak, but a lot of judges are crooked, and we're seeing that all over.
Judges are crooked, and they don't want to take up any political disputes unless they can take up a political dispute against President Trump.
Yeah.
Then they'll take it up. Other than that, they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Thank you, Sheila, for the call.
Hey, Sheila, yeah, thank you so much for the call.
My Israeli alert has been going off lately. So it's that she's OFR. I don't know if you've got
the app.
Yes, I do have the app. I do have the app. I had to go and change some of the locations because I was getting blown up like 24/7. Because if you do the entire, if you do complete Israel, you'll get alerts 24/7 all day long. So I had to go and kind of narrow it down. So, but thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Take care, Sheila.
Yes, Saturday had a whole bunch of them.
Yep. All right, take care. Okay, let me play another one for you. This is what Senator Hawley, and Senator Hawley's been like really hammering it here lately. He's been like bringing it. Well, he goes on to with Sean Hannity, and you know what? This is the Democrats. They have violated the Constitution, and just like Sheila was saying, it's treasonous. And every single Democrat, every single one of them, we can mark them all down for committing treason because they're not protecting the American people, and they have violated the Constitution. Listen to this. This was really good. He was on with Sean Hannity.
I would argue this. Every Democrat now is guilty of whatever crimes are committed by any of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants, because they have now aided and abetted in the process. Your reaction?
Well, what they're all guilty of is the crime of the open border, Sean, and they know it. That's why all 51 of them voted to protect Mayorkas today. That's why all 51 of them voted to ignore, to shred the Constitution of the United States. It's because of the crime of the open border. And you're exactly right. We've got violence on our streets like we've hardly ever seen. We've got drugs pouring into our communities. The leading cause of death in this country, fentanyl, where's it coming? Across the southern border, who's to blame? Joe Biden is, and Alejandro Mayorkas. They have done this deliberately, Sean, deliberately for political gain. And I just don't think the American people are going to let him get by with it.
The only option that we have, because these Republicans don't have enough backbone, it's going to take the American people. It's going to take you and I. We're the only ones that can make any kind of difference in this right now.
Yeah, you know, I do agree with, you know, Trump when he says too big to rig. We need to make this election too big to rig.
That's people the only way we can stop this. It's going to take we the people.
We need to get involved in
elections.
It's
going to take all of us.
Yep.
No matter what state, what city you are in,
yes,
you're going to have to start asking questions like, how do I get involved?
Yeah.
How do I get involved in
it's
my local
easy.
State? How do I get involved where I live? Who do I need to talk to? And you know what? Was what I found, you know what I found out, Shannon, that a lot of these people that are already in these positions throughout different states and different cities, they like their position and they don't want anyone coming in changing anything that they have, even within the Republican Party, which is pretty disgusting because the Republican Party, they bend over, grab their ankles, and they stay down there until the Democrats tell them to come up. And I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. We're seeing our country go to it. Go to hell. I'm just going to come out and say it. We're seeing our country go to hell. And the Republicans should have a backbone and say no.
Yeah.
Step out of your comfort zone. We need people like you to step out of your comfort zone and attack this head on. And when you go talk to these Republicans and they're trying to act like, well, we need to be bipartisan. We need to get along with them. No. You can't. I just played it. Senator Hawley just talking about how they're bringing all the drugs into the country. They're bringing the terrorists into the country. Not a single Democrat is trying to fight against it. And some of these rhino Republicans, they're going like, well, you know, we just need to try to figure out how we can change the policies.
Well, we see what happens when we don't fight back.
I mean, we need to step out of the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Just talking about it is not enough. We need to get in the faces of rhino Republicans and say, you do your job or get out.
Absolutely.
I'm sick of it. They're hurting us.
You know, we're seeing people just like yesterday on our show at night. We showed how the people in Chicago, they're literally, or in New York, got up, they had a meeting with Eric Adams, and they said, election is coming.
Election is coming.
They're so fed up. They're in his face. We need to all be like that.
We
Our
need to be that
officials,
way.
Our elected officials, we need to
They
speak
need to
up.
Hear from us. They need to hear from us.
Yeah. And not, vote them out.
Even, I'm not talking about just
Don't
the opposition.
Chances.
I'm talking about the people that say that they're on our side.
Yeah.
The Republicans. I'm sick and tired of these Republicans not doing their jobs. We can talk about Mike Johnson all day long, too, right? We can talk about it all day long. These people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. We need people like Mike Lindell. Look at what he's doing. And they're going after him. Think about that.
It's about MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.